Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, November 27th. Heading into the Thanksgiving Day weekend. Storm's on vacation. Janie, Chris, we're right here. We found out the cost of all the items listed on the 12 days of Christmas, $38,993.59. That's actually up $67.56 from last year.
I just love the calculation of this. When we first started talking about this story this morning, I was kind of like, wait, so people actually buy these things? But that's really not it. It's just that PNC is saying, basically, if you were to buy these things, then here's how much they would go. Or maybe people really do. I don't know.
Oh, remember on the remember the Office episode where Andy bought it for Aaron?
Oh, that's right. Yes. I can't believe I forgot that of all people. Like, yes, I do remember.
Yeah, where I think the swans were I don't know if you've ever encountered a swan. They're mean birds.
Oh, they are. They chase you and honk. You should see the people like that walk around the park sometimes when there are swans there. It's like they get freaked out.
Yeah.
They will walk the other way to avoid them.
They're horrible. But anyways, that just reminded me of that one there. They actually say, for the most part, things have been going up in price from last year. They said, like, for instance, the five golden rings increased 10% from last year. That's the second row in a year that it's gone up. Also, the cost of the six geese of land, slackers, up nearly 8%, but the two turtle doves dropped 20% in price. That's the first time that that's dropped since 2004. There you go. People are fundamentally kind and decent, and that's kind of hard to believe as you have dinner around Thanksgiving sometimes. You know, there's always one person that just, you know, talks about the three things you really shouldn't talk about, politics and religion and, you know, sensitive things along those natures. So, anyways, come to find out, scientists say most people are inherently kind and decent. They say the human instinct is to cooperate with others, and that's our knee-jerk reaction. That's how we're born. So
yeah,
we learn.
You want everything to go smoothly, just everybody get along.
That's right. Everything else has been learned. It kind of complements another study that found that people were more likely to return a lost wallet when they thought that the loss would likely be harmful to the person who lost it. So the takeaway from this is what Mr. Rogers used to say, that people ultimately want to be good and therefore have the innate ability to do so.
I believe it. And I just think we need to remember it. You know, when people are annoying us, just like, don't let it get to you and don't be the instigator. Just, you don't always need to call someone out. Like, even if it feels good, you don't need to put someone down or call them out. Like,
That's
just
right.
Let them be.
Pick your battles on that one. Keep the kids entertained when you're doing those road trips. A lot of times you have those tables and smartphones, but even with the thousands of dollars we put into that, that's still not enough entertainment. So we're going to go old school and go some very cheap and kind of cute ways to keep the kids entertained on a road trip. So you can reduce the number of logistical questions like, you know, when are we going to eat? How much longer? Are we there yet? Do like a string around the interior perimeter of your car and then use clothespins to hang note cards to detail your itinerary.
I love this idea. Like, you could do it with photos or maybe, you know, even give your child one of the instant cameras or one of those. They actually still make those, by the way, you know, and have them take trips along the way or just have stuff they can check off along the way and then pin up to mark the voyage. It's like a little strung map. I love it.
That's exactly. And you can even include particular landmarks, like when you cross state lines or when you get to the first Stuckey's and cross it off your list there.
You know, someplace, you know what? My brother just told me the other day, he's in Georgia. He says, Janie, Georgia has a Fazoli's. So when you run into things like Fazoli's and Quincy's and other states that no longer exist in Florida, those are the things you should be looking out for.
That's very true. So instead of climbing all over the car in search of certain stuffed animals or a snack, keep everything in sight with one of those handy pocket-filled organizers. You can hang from the back, from the front seat, and it hangs into the back. The great place for them to store all these electronic items that they're bored with as well. You can always make your own version of a bingo game tailored to what you think is you'll see along a particular route. You can do that. And then I thought this was pretty cool. Make a treasure map. Print out a map, plot your route, and then put items on the treasure map that the kids actually have to look for.
I just like the idea of printing a map to begin with. I mean, when's the last time you've looked at an actual real map and like, and then turning it into a treasure hunt or a scavenger hunt like that is such a great idea.
It is something to take for granted because I grew up in the generation prior to GPS and being in Southern California, you had to learn to read a map.
We used to have to call my uncle ahead of time and have him give us the directions over the phone and write them all down, and then I have to read them off the whole trip.
That's true. That's very true. Let's see. A lot of times, you just don't feel you're in the holiday spirit all the way, and especially when it comes to decorating your house. I'm always, and this is how bad I am. This is because I don't want to put Christmas decorations up because I know in a few weeks they're going to come down.
That's it. That's why I either decorate early or I just don't because it's so much trouble if it's only for a few days.
That's why I've gotten older, I've cut people slack when they decorate for Christmas in August. I'm like, I get it.
Because, you know,
you want to leave it there for a while. You don't want to just put it up and then, you know, life gets in the way. But you know, a lot of times it's just not besides just physical injury, but maybe you're sick. Maybe other things are going on here. So these are ways that you can get the holiday decoration done. And cheer up some space without using a lot of your time and a lot of your money. They say most importantly, smell is what is the memory trigger that's the biggest memory trigger we have. So if you can put like one of those baskets filled with those cinnamon scented pine cones or
those little brooms that they have at the front of the store for just a few bucks, those things make your kitchen and your house smell so yummy.
Yeah, stick it by the entrance to the door so the second you come in after a long, dreary day that you smell that, and that should instantly kick in a memory and might make you feel a little bit more into the spirit. Also, I do this a lot because we have a fake tree now, is I'll collect evergreen clippings.
That's a good idea.
And stick them in the house and it'll smell like you have a real tree, but it won't be sappy like a real one. Don't try to decorate the whole house if that's not your speed. If you're not feeling it, just pick a room, pick an area, or as Janie has, a shrine.
That's so true. Because, like, I don't want to decorate everything. It's just a lot of trouble. But, you know, go to, like, Home Depot or something like that. Grab one of those little real $20 trees. They're usually, like, 15 or 20 bucks. They're, like, 3 feet. But they still have the smell of Christmas. Mm-hmm. You can get yourself a little mini Christmas tree. Decorate a corner of the house. So then you do. You have your holiday shrine.
It's very very good there. let's see. Scott and I recently adopted a child. I'll tell you more about that later. But it's very true. When you look at the Southern Living magazine and Homes Better Homes and Gardens, they have these beautiful trees that have all these hand-blown items on them. Obviously, they don't have kids. Obviously, they don't have cats. Because if you do have those, you know that your tree looks horrible by Christmas. So try to keep things within perspective. You don't have to have a big 10-foot tree. Like you said, Janie, maybe a 2 or 3 footer will do fine. Just do the job for you.
Yep.
I love this one here. Enlist the help of your friends to make a merry decorating event. So you need some friends, some love from them to get you into the spirit. Why not ask for it? Because you know what? You've got one or two friends that are the super Christmas junkies. I mean, they're all on Christmas all the time. They would be honored to help you. And then you can kind of flip and help them with something else later on.
And we usually make an evening of it. Like, we'll go pick out my tree. It's always my tree because I'm always like, come help me. But, you know, we go get my tree, take it home, and then we'll put on my Dean Martin record, and then we'll play KTK when that record is over. And we'll just play it throughout the night, get the whole tree decorated, and then we'll order a pizza and watch a holiday movie.
See,
it's super fun.
There's your tradition right there. And just as you mentioned there, finally, if Christmas music doesn't get you into the spirit, it'll be very hard-pressed for you to do that. When you're talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas meals, let the kids eat rolls. Here's why. A nutritionist says, on days like Thanksgiving and Christmas, where we're kind of gluttonous when we're talking about food, it's a big celebration, a big feast, we're not eating healthy, right? You're just filling up.
That's what the stretchy pants are for. You, like, go in knowing that. You're just prepared. You wash all your stretchy pants. You get them ready. You make sure your blankets are clean. And then you just know you're going to stuff your face with a lot of fattening food.
So if the kids, all they want to eat is one thing, like crescent rolls or whatever, let them do it. It's okay. A nutritionist even gives the stamp of approval saying, look, what will happen is a day or two, your body will start craving certain things. So they'll go back to their normal foods. But for this one day, if you're going to be kind of, eating one thing and just laying around, why not let the kids? And don't let it ruin the day because they're not eating a balanced meal.
Just for one day, just let it all go. Yeah. You know, my mom used to do that with Christmas. That was our one day a year where, You know, we could watch TV all day. We could play with our new toys. We could eat cinnamon rolls and then leftover food. And, I mean, we just did what we wanted and nobody cared. It was
right.
really nice.
Yeah. And in essence, also, it's less stress. Why do you want to stress out on these
exactly.
days?
Exactly. Who cares?
And then two things you must do before overnight guests arrive. These are really smart. Sleep in the room that your guests will be sleeping in prior. Not while they're there. It's a little creepy. And then also check out the bathroom. Because a lot of times, like in our house, I use the master bathroom, and I very rarely use the guest bathroom.
Yeah, and if you've been letting it sit there for 6 months unused, it probably still needs at least a good wiping down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's dusty.
It is disgusting. And since we are talking about the bathroom, a lot of things you may not know that you might want to tell your guests. For instance, you know, you need to jiggle the handle, or here's where the towels are, and you have towels that are, you know, decent. You're kind of doing a test run. And then also, you know, maybe put in there perhaps a plunger so that they know what's going on in any sort
of... Oh, yeah. Have you ever... You know you've been... There, everybody's at least been caught in someone's bathroom one time where they're like, please, please, please just flush.
Yeah.
Plungers are good.
I'm praying that as the water rises, it doesn't crest over the toilet bowl. And then you sit there for the longest time waiting for the water to go down.
Yes.
You know, go do that. And then also, as you had mentioned, too, leave kind of notes. So, for instance, if you have a tricky shower.
I do. I have had so many friends, like, in there already with the door shut, hollering at me from the inside because they're already naked going, how do you get this friggin' shower to work?
Right.
I'm so sorry. I just leave instructions now.
Leave instructions, and therefore, it won't have any embarrassment situations. And then I love this about sleeping in the guest bedroom is because usually no one ever sleeps in there. You don't know. Car lights come through the blinds at night, or perhaps it's too hot or it's too cold, or those really cute pillows you put on the bed, or they sleep horrible. That's how you can kind of test it and make sure. You might want to do a quick run to the store to fix those problems. But the nice thing about that is that your guests will feel comfortable when they get to your home, and you know you'll feel good because you've given it a test run.
Mm-hmm.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, November 27th. The last one for the month is we're off for the rest of the week. We'll be back with you in December. Have a great one. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Farewell and happy Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.